KJ News.
A very scary bobcat attack in Southbury. We're going to talk to Trapper Don, but first, let's go to the News 8 report.
People recovering after being attacked by a bobcat in Southbury. Environmental officials say the bobcat attacked a dog Monday night. The dog went back to the house, but the bobcat followed it into the garage. The bobcat attacked the dog's owner in the garage there. Both are being treated now for rabies. One of the homeowners slammed the bobcat on the ground, killing it. You saw it there. The dog suffered only minor injuries.
So a little bit more to that story on how the bobcat died. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Trapper Don.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, right. Trap.
Good morning.
So it wasn't that the bobcat just got slammed to the ground.
They found drugs in the system?
No.
So it kind of sounds like the guy went a next step further, grabbed the log for the fire and kind of beat it to death.
Oh, is that what was there?
Not kind of.
He did.
Definitely beat it to death.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
I was trying to be polite.
Right. Yeah. No, so what it sounds like is the bobcat came after the dog, and then the wife broke it up. The dog goes in the garage. The bobcat goes in the garage. The bobcat then goes to attack the dog. Wife jumps in. The wife gets attacked.
Right. Oh, that's it.
Husband comes out, picks up the bobcat, throws it on the ground, and then beats it to death with a firewood log.
Yep. Wow.
I mean, warranted. They were...
You're in my house!
Being attacked.
Well, think about how scary that is.
Yeah.
I've had dogs growl at me.
Yeah.
And I know that if they can smell fear, I just burnt their nose.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, this guy.
Woo. What did you eat?
Ah.
Damn.
My nose hurts.
Damn. Woo, took your pants.
And then to think about a wild animal, one coming after your dog, two coming after your wife, and then three still like, hey, I'm fighting to the death here, so
I'm in.
Show me what you got.
I'm all in, right.
Not getting rid of me that easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Captain's log.
Does anyone listening know who this was? We tried to find the folks on those various town Facebook pages and our own Facebook page.
No avail?
No. No avail. What do you know, Don, that wasn't in that story?
Really much. I just read the article like you. I tried to do some research, find out who it was. I couldn't find anything on any, you know, Facebook pages as you guys did. And I was hoping to get you the number, but...
That says rabies, doesn't it?
Did you check your voicemail?
Yeah.
Like a bobcat's not going to... Yeah.
No, bobcats are pretty docile. Everybody thinks they're, you know, kind of savage and stuff. They can be if cornered, but they want to be left alone. But as soon as I saw the article, I knew it was rabid. Because their behavior is not like that.
It's sad.
And
it is.
Phone calls and it did test positive for rabies.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Also COVID, by the way.
Well, that's what people were texting me. They're like, the COVID cat, you know? I'm just like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But it did test positive for rabies. Because, again, that's not their natural behavior.
Yeah, that's scary, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that involves a lot of shots. Is it still as brutal as I heard a few years ago when you have been exposed to an animal with rabies?
No.
Somebody
no.
called and
I
said
just,
you have to get shots to the stomach.
That's what I heard, too, back in the day.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's old school. I did a bat in Wallingford last year that tested positive, and I had to get my booster, and they decided to give me the whole series. It was a series of 7 shots in the arm. You had to go one day, then 2 days, then another day, and they skip a few days here and there all the way up to, like, 2-week intervals. And it's in the arm. It's in the back of the arm, the muscle.
What does your arm feel like the next day?
Rubber.
Spaghetti.
You know what? It can get a little sore. It does. Sometimes it's nothing, and I think 2 out of 7 I had made my arm very, very sore.
What? How does rabies affect the brain to the point where a bobcat would say, I'm just going to attack whatever I encounter?
Well, what it does is it gets in, it attacks the nervous system, okay? Obviously, the brain and stuff. And it just drives them wild. It just, makes them, we'll say, mad, you know?
Hmm.
You can't get it from blood or anything. You can get it from the saliva or, like, you know, brain matter or, you know, nervous system fluid.
You better watch what you're making on that Trapper Don cooking show then.
Get
right.
a gourmet.
Right. So if that bobcat licked an envelope, don't open it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or stamps. That's the worst part. You don't share like a lollipop with it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I won't eat a couple species like woodchucks or raccoon. I'd like to try it, but no, not with the rabies flow.
Raccoon, I'd pass on that.
Me too, AJ.
Like after a while, it's like, okay, this is a rodent.
Yeah. But it you know, and once it gets to a certain point in the body, they can't stop it. There's one case in the U.S. they did years ago, but they've tried the same tactics that a little girl had, and it worked, but to no avail.
Wait. I don't understand what you're saying.
Years ago, a little girl had come down, I think it was South Carolina or something. She got bit by a bat, and she did have rabies. And if I remember correctly, what the doctor did was he reversed her brain somehow, not mentally. I'd have to read the article. It was like 10 years ago I read it. And he did save her life. The rabies, actually, something happened. And they've tried to do that with other people that have gotten rabies.
All right, so let's go. Hold on. So if a human gets rabies and it goes untreated, what happens? You die?
Incurable.
They become congressmen.
Yeah, but do you die? Or
yep.
You die.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you die.
Damn.
Very scary.
I heard they go into politics.
Do you run around attacking people first? Or?
Well, if you got it and you were home and it got to a certain point, I don't know, you probably could. I don't know. You know, but if, you know, most people would go to a hospital or something. If you actually YouTube it, I've seen a couple of videos where they had people strapped down to beds. And it,
wow.
That's kind of kinky.
Horrible.
Horror movie material.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, if you've ever seen, like, 28 Days Later,
or
like,
Pornhub.
It's just all that.
Yeah.
Well, in that movie, 28 Days Later, the thing that struck me in the first few minutes is how fast those zombies ran.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every other zombie movie, they, like, walk slowly.
Getting
and I
speed.
Think, oh, I could get away from this one.
Right.
Like, wow, this one's booking.
They were jumping fences.
And I would think that they don't run out of breath because not really breathing.
Exactly.
So.
They can run for hours.
Like, I can't outrun it.
Yeah, right? But they run to California.
Yeah, they don't know if their muscles cramping or not.
Right. No idea. None. At the Boston Marathon, they ace it every time.
Yeah. Can you, Phil, Google, you know, let's see if we can get some sound from a human with rabies.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Trapper Don is on. We're talking about this Southbury bobcat attack. It attacked the dog and then the dog's owners. And one of the owners had to kill the bobcat.
Kill the bobcat. Yep.
Well, think about that, man.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? I couldn't do it because I just couldn't kill an animal. I'd probably like try and lock it outside. Go away. Yeah. Go away.
You'd be gone.
He'll keep coming back for more, AJ.
Yeah, it's more at my door.
Yeah.
You know, there was a better one years ago in Cheshire. A lady and her two sons were walking the walking trail. Raccoon came out of nowhere, bit her son's friend. She told him to run. She literally grabbed the raccoon by the neck and choked it out and killed it.
They made a hat out of it.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's badass.
I remember the story.
You know, here's the deal.
And choked it.
I know, you know, it's not ladylike behavior, and I say that with whatever quotes or however. But when you mess with a mother's child.
Yep.
Watch out.
Yep.
All bets are off. The apron's off, or whatever it is, their business suit, they're going to take that jacket off. And they will kill you.
Hi, Dad. Yeah, Mom's over there choking a raccoon.
No, but can you imagine just grabbing a raccoon and choking it to death?
And look at the raccoon's face like, oh, geez.
That's a person who gets things done.
Yep.
And there's that moment where you feel the life leaving the animal.
Right.
And you know you have to, like, just, we're just going to keep it here. You're not waking up.
Right. But yet it'll cry at the green mile.
That's
know.
Some primal.
Yeah.
Instinct. Yeah.
Primal instinct.
That's the motherly thing
that's
going on.
Brute.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's me or you.
That's when,
guess who's gone.
That's when
it
dad,
is
guess
not
who's
me.
Walking away. It's not going to be me.
That's when dad is good for a week.
Wow.
Yep, I ain't going near her.
Holy crap.
Yep.
What did we find?
I don't have anything of just like a patient, but they have people explaining what happens when people do get it. It's like a 2-minute video.
Yeah.
From Animal Planet.
Is there music behind it?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, there is.
Yeah, we're good.
Of course, AJ.
I want to choke that person out. I'm going to act like those people have rabies. So anyway.
Sounding good.
Yeah. Have you ever had to catch a bobcat that had rabies?
No, I've never caught any that had rabies. We did the bobcat study. I sent you a video. It was a great study, but none of them were positive for rabies or anything.
Yeah, that bobcat that's in the cage. Why did you have the bobcat in the cage?
Well, I had caught him the day before, and the biologist came down, and they knocked him out.
It's a bobcat in the cage. Hold on, Don.
You don't want to play with him.
Yep.
Yep, kitty's mad.
Yeah.
Is that kitty still alive, or did they kill it?
That kitty actually got a collar, and then about 4 months later, he got hit by a car on 84.
What a shame.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. I had two biologists call me and say, we got some bad news. I named him George. And
George.
He was like,
why George?
The landowner's name was George.
Oh, gotcha.
He didn't seem like a Paul or Ringo.
Right.
So.
I'm like a Randy.
He was caught in South Meriden, so we were calling him the ghetto cat. And
okay.
That was Trapper Don. Well, he is the ghetto gourmet.
It's true, yes. So yeah. Represent.
Right.
But yeah, it was pretty neat, and we learned a lot about him. But no, there was none tested positive for rabies, and that's, again, why I knew when I saw the article yesterday, that is not their behavior. You know, you might see them walking on a rock wall or something. They'll look at you, walk away. Why don't you hear bears getting it?
Can bears get rabies?
Yeah, pretty much any mammal can.
Can you imagine?
A bear with rabies?
Now, that's a whole other outcome.
Yes, it would. They'd be like, oh, my God. Like the Terminator.
Right. I think the bear grabs the log and hits the guy with it.
Right. How about it? You like it?
It's like, no.
Oh, no. Now you get logged. Boom.
Bash your head.
Right.
That's a bad accent, but go ahead.
Yeah. We need to pull my butt. Boom. I give you honey.
Why does the bear have an accent?
I smash you into butter.
Russian bear.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those riding bicycles is kind of cute.
Chaz was a Russian redneck bear.
That's right.
Smash your head.
I ain't from the south side of Russia.
Have we had any cases that you know about, Don, of bears in Connecticut having rabies?
No, not that I've heard of. No.
Not yet.
Wow. Are we lucky or
not
what?
Yet.
Well, can you imagine
it's early yet.
Can you imagine?
Right.
The neat thing is, actually, possums are the only mammal that cannot get rabies.
Why?
I don't know.
They have something in their bloodstream or in their nervous system that blocks the rabies virus.
They eat ticks, so, you know.
Talk about a pandemic. That would be terrifying. Like a super strain of rabies where just like all the animals turn at once.
That's a horror movie.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, let's write that.
Yeah, no nightmares here.
No, that's a great one. Like the birds are just swooping in and popping you off in the head. And
Right.
Bears.
Bears are
beating you with firewood logs.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Chipmunks. Little rabid chipmunks.
Yeah, they can get anywhere.
Running up your legs and biting your
nuts. Right, run up your pant leg.
Yep.
You might be able to keep the bears out because they're too big. Chipmunks, forget it.
Don't wear baggy jeans.
I'm bleeding from my crotch.
You gotta put rubber bands around your pant legs. I'm trying to keep chipmunks out of my pants.
Like those bread ties.
I don't want to bite my nuts again.
Right. Instead of everyone's wearing masks, our ankles are tied. Right. You know, the pant legs are tied.
Look at this guy's afraid of a chipmunk.
Why are you grabbing your ankles? Trying to keep the chipmunks out of there.
All right. What did you have, Ashley? Did you have something?
No, I looked up if possums can get rabies, and they can, but it's very, very rare because they have a very low body temperature, so the rabies can't survive.
So they're playing possum all the time.
Incubation.
Yes. All I know is when they try to enter your garage and have a cigar, it can scare the crap out of you. I scream like a girl. I just saw this thing with pointy teeth go, hey, what's going on?
They are ugly looking. They really are.
Scary
they're
looking.
They're cute. They hang upside down by their little tail.
They're cute when their mouths are closed. They open their mouths like, Jaws!
Boy, I never saw that face and thought cute.
Right.
Nope.
Ever.
I'm giving you a little kiss.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Trapper Don. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, have a great day now.
You too, thank you.
You.
Stay safe.
Let me just check in here, see what's coming in real quick. Chaz and AJ.
Oh, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My dad got bit by a bat, like, in the spring. And so they took it to get tested. And he said the shot wasn't too bad. But when he got the bill for the shot, one shot, the first shot in the series, was like $10,000.
Oh, stop it.
Wow. And that's when it hurt.
He got the bill and he was like, what the hell is this?
Insurance covered it.
I have a feeling he didn't say hell.
Yeah.
No.
How much of that did the insurance cover?
Fortunately, they covered the full amount.
Nice.
Wow.
He he just paid his copay.
That's good insurance.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's gross, so, though, right? There's no way it costs $10,000 for them to make that.
No.
Who knows?
That's why they charged it. What are the odds folks getting bit by bat?
The reason why it's so much money is like, well, what you... Do you want it or not?
Right. They hold it in front of you. You're going to die.
That's right.
10 grand. 10 grand. Right. 10 grand.
That's right.
10 grand.
Yeah, myself.
Goodbye, okay. Mr. Bond. You've got 10 grand?
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
95.9 The Fox. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Chickens attack drive-through customers at a McDonald's.
All right.
My God, it's like animal invasion.
That's some fresh chicken.
Police were called when a flock of chickens started wreaking havoc, attacking drive-through customers at a McDonald's outside Philadelphia.
Well, what?
Displaying their peckers and everything.
Can you imagine?
Right.
Philly, huh?
Exactly. Mad.
Not the first place I would think seeing all those chickens.
Well, you won't find friendly chickens in Philly. So.
I was thinking like Nebraska, somewhere in the farmlands.
Philly.
Now, if there's going to be an attack by chickens, Philly is the way to go.
Really?
Apparently.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, there's always fights in Philadelphia. Philadelphia fans are kind of nuts, Eagles fans, so why not the chickens?
I lived in Philly for 2 years. I never saw a chicken. Not a live one.
Well, that's because you didn't see them coming
after
you.
Well, you know, they got the Chicken News Network, CNN.
Right, exactly. Now they're reporting to you.
They all organized. They all got on a bus.
They did.
They drove into Philly.
They did, right.
Protest all these new chicken sandwiches at McDonald's.
And they egged them on, yes.
Nice.
I was kind of proud of that one. Look, I got you idiot.
Animal control responded to the call, tackling one chicken.
Oh,
oh please. Security footage, please.
Oh, please, please, please.
Get that guy a medal.
Right. Yes.
And chasing a second chicken to capture it with a net.
Actually had honey mustard sauce in his hand first.
Right.
Get over here.
Here's the local TV report.
Police today responding to a call for a, quote, flock of chickens wreaking havoc at a McDonald's in New Jersey. The chickens were harassing and
I like how she underlines, quote.
Quote.
Like, these are not my words.
Right. Yeah, quote. I'm not crazy.
I'm going to tell you exactly what they told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I believe this. I'm reading this off the screen.
I want to be the main anchor someday, so don't, you know, quote me on this.
Chasing lunchtime drive-through customers in Washington Township. Warren County Animal Control Officer Robbie Lagunera was able to capture both angry birds after a bit of a chase. They'll stay in custody for a week, then go up for adoption if their owner does not come forward.
No, the McChicken sandwich is coming up.
Yeah.
The first car that was attacked by the chickens actually recorded it. I found this on Twitter. Get it.
Well, those birds sound angry. Those birds sound angry. Those birds sound like in the mid-50s. I think one may have pooped itself. It's like a Black Crowes concert. Yeah. Those chickens are havoc, man.
We have a coat.
That's a good ringtone.
He needs chicken dance behind it.
Being in Marshalls.
There's something screaming in your pants.
Don't worry, I just got an email. That's it. Don't worry.
Oh my God, it's great.
We have a quote from a chicken.
You.
It's an angry bird.
Wow, that's you don't see that every day.
No, you do not. No,
definitely not.
Normally, they just run off.
They usually
get
do
out of here,
right? Or they walk fast. Like,
it's the turkeys that get aggressive.
Yes, they do.
They're the ones that will follow you with their stupid like head bob, and they're right. like they'll sizing you up. You're like, get out of here.
They'll smash their face on your car.
They will.
They see the other turkey. Like, oh, hey. Exactly.
Do you have personal experience?
Yeah, no, they do. If your car is shiny, they think it's like freaking turkey, and they decide to headbutt it. Yeah. You would think their beak will bash up. No.
You got beat up by a turkey?
No. Car. Do you understand the word car? It's a vehicle. Vehicle. A car is C-A-R.
I'm sweating. By the way, coming up, these two are going to take on a third grade quiz.
Yeah. Yeah, feel good about yourself, third graders.
AJ and Ashley take on a third grade quiz. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, and the teachers on. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, you guys.
You
morning.
Too.
Good morning, Miss Ann.
Oh, stop it.
What?
And thank you for what you do with the kids and the whole deal. And
yeah,
the,
God bless
getting,
you.
Getting through COVID with us. And
we're making it happen. It's okay.
Good. All right. What is going to be the category here? This is general knowledge?
It's history, English, science, geography, chickens. We could do chickens if you want.
Great.
What kind of chickens?
So, only happy chickens, no angry birds.
I was thinking breaded, but okay.
Everything except math. Very good.
Yeah, no math. That's why I took this job.
No, I thought we'd start the new year off slow.
All right.
I'm as slow as they come. Thank you.
First question goes to AJ.
Okay, AJ.
Yes.
Rosa Parks campaigned for civil rights. What action made her famous?
She refused to sit in the back of the bus.
No.
What?
She was already there.
She refused to get off the bus?
She refused to give up her seat.
I'm going to steal that.
Well, that might hurt from Rose.
What is playing in the background?
Oh, that's our TV. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Now, do we, penalize her for that?
Did she say you don't get that point?
I don't get that point. Yeah, I was pretty close to the pin, though.
Not really.
Yeah. Close but no cigar.
Hey.
What's that? Is that ZZ Top?
No, it's me grasping. Like, hey.
All right, next question to Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, this one's an English question. So it's parts of speech. You ready?
Oh, boy.
This should be good.
The purple furry gloves kept Claire's hands warm. What part of speech is the word purple in the sentence?
Adjective.
Yes, it is. It's describing the gloves.
Boom.
That is a stupid question.
Just because I got it right?
It's
stupid?
No, it's stupid.
What's stupid about it?
I don't know. Purple gloves and fuzzy and keeping my hands warm. Who cares?
It's an English question.
Who cares? In life, will I need to know this? No.
Well, if you want to describe the gloves, you might need to use an adjective.
I like the guy.
If you can't see the gloves.
You're on the radio for a living.
Right.
And you can't speak, right? Your goal this year was to speak. You get you hear an English question, you're like, that's stupid. Who needs to know that?
It's this language that you speak on a daily basis.
I don't know. The guy who does it for a living, maybe.
You know what I like about mittens? No one can see you give the finger.
Those are gloves.
I said mittens.
Okay. So, next question to AJ.
Okay, AJ.
Yes.
This is a science one.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Oh, you do really well on these.
Yes.
Okay.
Relax, loose boy.
What causes day and night?
What causes day and night? The sun. It disappears. When it's there, it's sunny. When it disappears, it's night.
This is like hide and seek. Why are you responding as Christopher Walken?
It disappears.
No one said Christopher Walken.
It disappears.
Deny that one. Do you see the sun at night? I rest my case.
Every night, scientists are like, where did that thing go?
Oh, yeah, because the sun turns around, and that's the thing. The earth turns around, and the sun is no longer there. It's like kind of like using a big shade.
It's like when you cover your eyes and people can't see you.
Like when someone throws you off the roof and you disappear from Earth. When you're dead. Am I right?
That's a zero.
Yeah, no, you're not right. It's the Earth rotating on its axis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what causes day and night. The Earth
because
turns
the sun,
around, not you. You don't turn around.
No, but I'm just saying the sun's not there anymore.
Turn around.
Shut up,
the sun
idiot.
Is never not there.
I'm just saying the sun is not there anymore because the earth turned around, turned its back
on the
sun.
No, you said the sun disappears.
Yeah, it disappears because it turned its back on
it. It's still there.
Now, technically, I was right.
That's why we can see the moon. It's reflecting the sun's
light. You're going to see my fist in a second. Shut up.
And as we remember, the moon, not a planet.
You're going to see stars in a second. Fine. Fine. Cheaters, go for it.
Another zero.
Give it to the bangs and teeth over there.
All right. Next question goes to Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, what big country has the same name as an ocean?
India?
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
We have a seizure over there.
I'm dancing in your face.
You look like having a seizure.
You know, when you get excited because you got a couple of third grade questions, you have a master's degree.
You betcha.
A win is a win is a win.
Absolutely.
You got to watch on Chaz and AJ TV because every time Ashley celebrates, AJ sinks further into rage.
Oh, watch what happens next.
Oh, AJ, I have a good one for you. This will be a good one.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, guaranteed point. It's a geography question.
Oh, hell
no. This continent is very cold. No one lives there all the time. What is it called?
That'd be Antarctica.
It is, see?
That was a gimme.
AJ.
That was a gimme. Did it because she felt, she did it cause she felt bad for you.
I have a point.
Okay.
Okay, here's a history question for Ashley.
We're in trouble.
Okay, so legend says that the Connecticut Charter of 1662 was hidden in what type of a tree?
Oh, I was going to say tree. I don't know. Oak tree.
Yeah, oak tree.
I would have said birch.
I got it.
That's why they call it the Charter Oak, because it was hidden in an oak tree.
Right. It was the same one that it's the same one that make your cookies.
Got to take my sweater off because winning feels too hot.
Ashley's victory dance is legitimately making her dizzy.
It's also she's having a dry heave.
Well, and she didn't even know that. That's the funny part about this. That was a lucky guess.
I thought she was going to say, where is it hidden? So I celebrated too early by saying, ooh, a tree in my head. I didn't let her finish the question. Mm.
All right. So it's Ashley 3, AJ 1.
I have one so far.
Wow. We have a dead heat.
Yes.
This is the sudden death match right now.
Yes, it is.
Final round. AJ Ashley taking on a third grade quiz with teacher Ann. All right, Ann. Next question to AJ.
Okay. So, AJ.
Yes.
What two things do seeds need to germinate?
They need moisture and they need sunlight.
They do. You know your science this morning.
Thank you.
You know,
actually, I grew things with seeds a lot.
So encouraging.
Well, you know, back in the day, I grew things with seeds. So.
All right.
I like how she also specified this morning. You know it.
Yeah. Yesterday, not so much.
She gave you the Antarctica question
after a bender.
All right. Now, Ashley, if you get this,
so I'm sweating.
It's tied, and if you don't, AJ wins.
I think I'm going to pass out. All right.
Give her the calculus.
No.
Okay. Let's see.
You're looking really lovely today, by the way.
Stop it.
Brown nosing does not work.
I can't see her. I'm sure she does.
Okay. Which is the largest country in South America?
Why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't know. The largest country in South America.
You better spit out an answer soon.
Dun, 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 dun. Nigeria? Is that Africa?
I don't know.
Peru.
Nigeria? Nigeria.
How about China?
How big? Nigeria, really?
I changed my US answer to Peru.
Nigeria? Did you have a seizure?
She gave you the Antarctica question.
Ooh.
That was not expected.
Wow.
Wow. We just heard a brain fart.
Oh, my God.
Nigeria?
And AJ wins.
I won't do a celebration dance.
Congratulations, AJ.
Thank you very much.
You got lucky.
I did get lucky.
I was killing you at the beginning.
Yes, I know. But you know what? You can sprint, but who won the long war? Me. That was Abraham Lincoln said that.
And the answer is?
Brazil.
Brazil!
So not Nigeria then?
Where they make the wax. Where they make the wax.
Or Peru.
Right.
Peru.
Ashley, I had such faith in you, but I guess girl power didn't work today.
Yep, her parents didn't say
not today. The next time for double the points.
Double my points.
AJ wins in dramatic fashion.
Yes,
unreal. Unreal.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank God. I want to thank my parents.
Again, he got the Antarctica question.
Third grade quiz.
You got the purple fuzzy mittens question, all right?
Teacher, seriously. Ann, thank you so much for everything you do. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always my pleasure. Great way to start my week and my year. Yep. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Teacher Ann.
Now you go to mature students.
That was awesome.
You're going to kiss all their kids. Thank you so much for not being them. Ooh.
Nigeria.
That was like a smoker's laugh.
Oh my God.
Wow, Nigeria. Even I wasn't dumb as that. And I did a lot of damage in the 80s to this head. But Nigeria, never would be on the list.
The only thing that I could think of.
South America? South Africa, maybe.
I blacked
it's
out,
not even
okay.
South Africa.
I know, but it was too close to the pin that way. I was just trying to help the kid out.
Get it better.
She's close to the window, so.
I got nervous. I blacked out. I was killing you at the beginning of the quiz.
Keyword was.
She's doing too many dance celebrations. She ran out of oxygen
exactly.
in her brain.
You shook your brain. Had you not danced.
Or if you worked out more.
I wasn't.
I was working out my mind, Phil.
My right. mind.
My mind. Today.
Wow.
Mind. Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Unreal.
Nigeria. Yep, even I would have said that.
Holy moly.
Yep. Somewhere her teacher is now smashing her head against the wall.
Who did I have for third grade? I think it was Mr. Peterson.
Yes, he's dead now.
Well,
no, he's...
You just killed him. Yeah. That was him in front of a train.
Embarrass him right now.
Yep, he's like, I'm not Mr. Peterson anymore. I'm
you know what's great is your dad is on in 20 minutes.
Your dad's a lawyer. Well, you know, they say it skips a gene. She's gonna drop
you know, I'm
laughing.
Just reminded of you. I could hear your mom's voice right now. Not only did she fall far from the tree, but she just rolled down the hill.
Down the hill and across the street.
Yeah. And down a great
tree. Well, I had it up until that point.
You did.
Jazz and AJ News.
The Powerball jackpot. Michael Anthony's regret. And have you ever done something illegal with your mommy? That's all coming up in news. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. We had our company holiday party Friday night on Zoom.
Yeah.
And there was a surprise guest. Stephen Carlisle, Broadway star, plays Scar in The Lion King on Broadway. Isn't that wild?
Yeah,
cool. Awesome.
We're having this party where, you know,
like,
people chit-chatting and their speeches. And then the next thing you know.
There he is.
Stephen comes on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
See, when you say it, it sounds more festive. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
It really does.
I wish I had his accent.
I say good morning. People say, get out of here.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yes, thank you for having me, and thank you for having me on your party. I loved it.
It was really fun.
It was.
And,
yeah.
How did you decide to pick AJ and Ashley as your students?
Well, you can't not have them. They're just wonderful singers. They put themselves right out there. They open their mouths and they just sang, which is like brilliant. And what I'm discovering in that this new life of like, what do we do when we're out of work? Is like I've gone into coaching and like teaching on like Airbnb, bringing people together and singing. Is like the first thing I always tell people is like, oh, just open your mouth. Open your mouth a little bit more and just sing. And what AJ did and was just to open and just go for it. And they were so open.
What's the name of the other one?
It was
AJ and...
AJ.
Who's the other one?
Ashley.
Yeah! He got it.
Yes,
Ashley!
It was a lot of fun. You know, what a cool thing to, you know, bring to a party.
It was.
Is, you bring in this guy from The Lion King, and the next thing you know, everyone's singing and having a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Exactly.
So much fun.
Who do you think did better, AJ or Ashley?
Both.
No, he's such a diplomat.
Asking mayor what's the best restaurant in town.
That's not what Scar would say.
Ashley, I have to say, Ashley really went for it. It was glorious.
I agree.
AJ sounded like when he really sort of opened up on the top note, he sounded like Pavarotti. It was so full and rounded and deep. It was like, you know, I mean, relatively speaking,
right. I was full at lasagna.
No, but I agree. AJ has a great voice, but he wasn't 100% in. Ashley was 100% in, which made it a lot of fun.
I didn't have any alcohol in me. That's why.
There you go.
If I had alcohol in me, it would be
like, it's The Lion King. It's Scar. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Do we have a clip from this? Is our Friday night Zoom holiday company party.
You did not grab this.
Oh, this one.
Bad drive-thru speaker.
She's her
you see what I mean? She just went for it.
Yeah.
Sell the McDonald's order.
It did.
That's a number two, man. Thank you. Right. And I want the toy.
How's it been? First, getting that part has to be, the top of the cherry on top, right, for your career. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Pretty great. Yeah, pretty great. And I got it like 7 years ago when they were opening up the tour of The Lion King in the UK.
Wow.
And even better, like they wouldn't see me for years and years. They didn't think I was right, you know, the casting director. But the casting assistant director said to the casting director, you have to see him. They have to, because she had seen me in some comedy like 10 years before. So I walked in and I did my song, King Herod's song. And the director sort of stamped on his thing. He stood up and he said at the end of my song, you are Scar. You are Scar. This is why have we not seen you before? So it was like amazing. I left that audition, and then two auditions later that week, I was in front of, you know, the whole Broadway lot, and then I got it, and I went on tour for 2 years in the UK.
Wait, so after the director gets up, stomps his feet. After the director gets up, stomps his feet, says, "You are Scar. You are Scar." You still have two more auditions to go.
Well, that's the thing. So when he said that, I thought, golly, that was an easy audition. Right. I walked out thinking, I've got it.
Nailed it.
Even the next day, then they suddenly, they didn't hear Be Prepared, which is weird. And that day, because I'd sung the King Herod song for Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's a great
song.
That
was so close to Be Prepared. I think they just forgot. We did the scenes and stuff. And I left and they were all very happy. And I was elated. I just walked out thinking, wow, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get a call now. But then my agent called straight away, said they didn't hear the song. You've got to go back tomorrow. And I thought, oh, God, because the song's too low. It was too low for me. And even my wife the day before, she's a director, and she said, look, this is too low for you. So just go in. You're not going to get it. Just go in and have a good time. So that's what I did. And then the next day I was there having an audition. I was singing Be Prepared. And they went down the line like, you know, like the X Factor, you know, we have that here, and like the golden buzzer, they were going, well, I'm happy. Well, I'm happy. And then someone else said, well, I'm happy. And I walked out of that one thinking, ha, now that I've got it. And then again, the agent called, said, oh, by the way, you're in front of Julie Taymor and the whole of Disney on tomorrow.
So again?
Oh, God. I'm going to absolutely ruin this now. I'm going to ruin it. Anyway, I went and then, and then they stuck a mask on me. And I thought, oh, God, because I hadn't seen the show. And I'd said I had seen the show in my first audition, but I had never seen the show.
Right.
And that was good because it's good, you know, because I was very unique. I was doing it very differently to everybody else. But they put a mask on me. I thought, what the heck do I do with this? Anyway, so they sort of taught me in the audition. And then the day after they called and I got it. And it was life changing because, you know, then suddenly a few years later, I'm on Broadway.
Unreal. I'd have been like, I can't breathe this thing. Can you give me some air holes in this thing? Yes.
That's unreal. Now, when you were doing that audition, Were there other actors trying out for it before and after you? Were you dealing with that?
Yes, you're always dealing with that. And there was this guy who quite often got the parts that I was up for.
And I saw that guy.
He gets everything.
The Val Kilmer, yes.
And annoyingly, he's a lovely chap.
Right.
You know, I wanted to dislike him, but he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he always gets the parts. Anyway, so, and he went in after me. And I left thinking, oh,
God, there goes that.
So you didn't stay to see how he did?
You don't get to watch people audition. Okay. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think Julie Taymor, can I just sit next to you for this one and just watch, you know?
Wow.
You got to sneak in the back door.
Yeah, so,
and then you get the call. And then,
Well, I could hear it as well. I could hear it, and he was singing it beautifully. Like, the low notes were all there, and I thought, oh, well, he's got it. He's got it. But they loved my hair in the audition, because I had big, long hair. I had a beard and like big, long hair, and I used to fluff it up in front of the mirrors, and they all loved that. The director, John Stefanik, was like, oh, do he was telling Julie Taymor. He said, he keeps looking in the mirror, keeps looking. So I was doing that. I said, well, I want to look like a lion. I want to look like a lion. You know, and so we were having all this hilarity, you know. And then I started in my audition in front of Julie Taymor. I just went to the back. I was leaning on the back wall going, I never thought hyenas are sensual. They're crude, unspeakably plain. But I was like tapping on the little fire alarm at the back.
Whoops.
On the wall. I was just manipulating it with my thing. And then I was just like gently tapping it. And apparently when I left, afterwards, she said, did anyone else think he was going to press the fire alarm?
Right. That is good.
He was hot. The whole thing went off.
Stephen Carlyle's on Broadway star plays Scar in The Lion King.
One of the best Broadway shows ever.
I got to tell you, when I, you know, like a lot of people, when I heard it was coming to Broadway, I'm like, are they out of ideas there? Yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but man, was I wrong. This thing turned out to be such a mega hit and great. And then COVID comes.
Yeah.
Are you okay financially?
It's been a struggle. It's a struggle for everybody on Broadway and across the country. It's really very, very hard. And I got very worried towards the end of the year because we were out of work for, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, however long it is.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this Airbnb experience came from nowhere, and so now all over December I'm giving experiences to people across the country, actually across the world. I have people from pretty much every country coming in. There's like a session of 8 people or a private event, and we just sort of get together. I give sort of my sort of helpful tips, like I gave to Ashley, just open your mouth, you know, all that sort of jazz, and then we just all sing together. And it's amazing. It's like really brought families together and people, you know, who have never met each other are all singing together and like taking each other's numbers and all that. And it's just glorious.
It was great because what you did for my confidence, too, because I would sing and you would tell me it was so good. I was like, oh.
That's got to be the hard part, lying to people, right?
Exactly. That's why he's the Lion King.
Yeah, he's the Lion King.
He's the Lion King.
No, but you were. But also singing is a lot about confidence. You know, that's probably 50% of it. You have these great singers who don't have confidence, and then they just crumble because you've got these two little vocal folds in your thing. They're tiny. They're producing all the sound. And if you don't have the confidence, they just crumble. You know, when you start crying or you feel like you're going to cry and everything creases up, that's your vocal folds. You know, they're all just seizing up and you can't speak. And imagine like you're out there in front of thousands of people and you're about to sing and that happens. They just crease up ever so slightly and then you can't sing. So if you have the confidence, that's half the battle, you know, just standing out there and just going, you know, it's just, you know, it's all a lot about the confidence.
How many?
But I wasn't lying to you, Ashley. It was very, very good.
They call it.
Do you remember the first time you're on a Broadway stage and you're belting it out and you know that you could hear a pin drop in between your notes and you're looking out and you're like, wow, this is real, man.
Yeah. Did that resonate or am I alone here?
Yeah. Hello.
No. Every night I go out on stage, I sort of have to pinch myself. because I think, wow, I'm on a Broadway stage. But not just a Broadway stage, I'm doing the best, the most successful show of all time.
Right.
And I'm playing one of the best characters. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And to see, you know, to know that all those people are out there. And I meet people afterwards, you know, in at stage four. And they could be 8 or, you know, 80. And it's the first show they've ever seen on Broadway. And to come, and you know, Lion King's always the first one they come to see. But also, it's also the second one as well, because they just come back and back, and people have seen it 30 times or whatever, you know. It's just, so, it resonates with everybody in a different way. And it's, you know, so I'm just always so proud of it, you know, when I go out on stage and have that responsibility to be as good as you possibly can on that day, you know, even if it's a Sunday morning, you know, whatever day it is, you just go out and just, you know, give 100%.
You ever have,
for those people, sorry.
I'm sorry. You ever have those moments where something didn't go right or unexpected? Because it's live. So you have to just keep going. Like, you know, someone, you know, gas really.
Yeah, yeah, our party Friday.
You told me to clench my cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens. Because as you say, it's live. And things go, you know, awry. But that's when I just love those moments. I'm always terrified of those moments. But then when they happen, I love it. It's just, it fills you with like utter gloriousness. And then you're just making things up. You know, you have to just get, you know, nothing
improvise.
Goes wrong. The Lion King.
Yep, improvise.
Wonderful magic. But you just improvise and, you know, I love it. They make you feel really alive, those moments. And if the, you know, the small percentage of times the audience realize it, they love it. They love it, you know, because they were there that particular night.
Right.
You know, I was there. Right. I did the producers in London with Nathan Lane. And it was one of the opening nights, opening week. I don't know when it was. But the set stopped working right before Springtime for Hitler, which was my solo. And so, you know, then suddenly it stopped working for about half an hour or so, 15 minutes, I don't know, for a long time. So Nathan Lane and Lee Evans went out and just did stand-up for like 20 minutes. And the audience, like, loved it. And then, of course, you know, the show was ready to start again. The curtain goes up, the orchestra starts, and I have to step forward and go, "And now it's springtime for," you know, yeah, like that. And of course, and I thought, how, what a way to open. But I was terrified because it was all like, I don't know why, it all went well. But
that's that.
You know, the audience right, love it when things go wrong.
Right. And that's the moment if you did that play, you know, 1,000 times, you remember that night.
At that moment. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I love those. Yeah. And people watching as well, you know.
Well, we're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website. I got to tell you, this event that we had Friday, it was great. It was really, really great. And it kept getting better. And then all of a sudden, this blew it out of the water.
It did.
Like, wow, to have a Broadway star in your Zoom party or gathering.
Right.
Now people are singing. It was just so much fun. And you were great. You were really, really great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to link up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And people should do this. It's probably not that much money, right, to do that?
It's pittance, nothing.
It's pittance.
It's pittance. I tell you, pittance.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's going to be my word this week. Pittance.
A bag of shells, mere pittance.
Pittance, I tell you, pittance.
After one short lesson, I think AJ and Ashley are ready to be hyenas now.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Well, she started off as one, but yeah.
Well, we got to have you back, and we're linked up to your stuff on our radio station website. Stephen Carlisle, thanks for the party Friday. Thanks for sharing your stories, and man, congratulations on all your success.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. Can I just say also, we've decided, my team and I have decided that the first session of every month, all the proceeds are going to go to the Actors Fund, okay, supporting actors out of work.
Nice. That's great.
That's nice,
that is
man.
Great.
That's really nice.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Always welcome here. Thank you. Stephen Carlisle.
What a great guy.
Oh, that's my new favorite word. Pittance.
Pittance.
Pittance. Three brothers went off to war. Only one returned, and he is on the phone now. Bo Wise, Good morning. Thank you for your service. And I don't even know what to say about your brothers and their sacrifice for us.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for your support. And there's a lot to say, and that's we put a lot into this book, and I hope that American people enjoy it, appreciate it, and thank you for helping us preserve Jeremy and Ben's memory and share their story. It means a lot to me.
We're linked up at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. You could get the book at Amazon.com and anywhere you can get great books. It's called Three Wise Men, A Navy SEAL, A Green Beret, and How Their Marine Brother Became a War's Sole Survivor. And that is you. So tell us, what happened? How did all three of you end up, all three of you, by the way, badass.
Yeah.
Like no one said, you know what? I think I'll be over here in the Boy Scouts. This was all the toughest of the tough.
Yep.
How did you guys all three decide to join?
There's always the inkling, I think, for all three of us since high school. Ben talked about it, you know, for as long as I can remember. And I think that he was the first. Jeremy was very, very specific, and that was kind of how he was. He's deliberate. I mean, he left medical school to go to Buds. I mean, he already had gone through the white coat ceremony. So, I mean, it was we didn't happen into it. It was very, very deliberate.
Wow.
And Ben, you know, the job per se, I don't think was as important as just serving. You know, Ben, I think, was probably enlisted for the most patriotic reasons out of all of us. You know, for me, the bug came when I was listening to Jeremy and Ben talk about, man, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. You know, I shoot thousands of dollars of ammunition a day. This is awesome. And I was like, wow, you know. So it just kind of, you know, throughout time, just growing up in a very patriotic military family that, you know, just all, you know, we didn't plan on it, you know, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, it just happened that way, you know.
Right. Yeah. And that, and so if your brother goes to school to be a doctor, there was that plan. And then what changed it? Was it 9/11?
Jeremy always said that he didn't enlist because of 9/11. I think it was just the straw that broke the camel's back. And he was 28, and that's the cutoff age for Buds. I think he might have been 27. So, once he was approaching his 28th birthday, and then 9/11 happened, it was the last push, and that was all that he needed.
Wow.
He was already preparing for it. He was on the Stu Smith 13-week guide to Buds and just jacked, and you know, he was already ready physically, and but that little mental push, that was the last thing.
And which one was the one? Was a sharpshooter, right?
Ben was an 18 Delta, a Green Beret, Special Forces medic, and later on he went as a Green Beret, he went to sniper school.
Wow.
But his first infantry unit before that was a scout / sniper platoon. He wasn't a sniper before that, but yeah.
And how did we as a country lose your brothers?
Jeremy he left the SEAL teams in August of 2009, and he picked up a contract with XE, and he went to work for the Central Intelligence Agency very swiftly, and he was one of the seven CIA officials that was. One of the seven CIA officials that was killed by a suicide bomber on December 30th, 2009 in Fob Chapman, Khost Province, Afghanistan, that was depicted in Joby Warwick's book, Triple Agent, and the movie Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, my God.
I was in Afghanistan for that, and I flew home with Ben, and we, you know, buried him. We both went back to Afghanistan very quickly to get back with our guys, and then he was already home on maternal leave. And then Ben, 2 years later, was breaching a cave in Balkh Province, Afghanistan. And unfortunately, he took 8 to 10 rounds to the chest, legs, and groin. Ooh. And succumbed to his wounds 6 days later in Germany.
Wow. Oh, my God. Sorry for your loss. Then at that point, the United States government says, yeah, you got to come home.
Yeah, I had just returned from my second deployment, and I was in Dover when the first word that I, and I was kind of curious about this, and one of Ben's Green Berets and I were talking about it, and I said, dude, is it, you know, what does this mean for me career-wise? And he was like, dude, I don't know. There's no playbook for this. And, you know, when I was in Germany with Ben when he passed, and then when I got back home stateside to Dover, my parents were there, and we were waiting to take Ben's remains from the plane, and they, you know, you have the this memorial service or whatever on the tarmac. And when we got back inside, the commandant came to visit us, the commandant of the Marine Corps, and he got down on one knee and told my mom that he's pretty much done. So
Bo Wise is on, and the book is called Three Wise Men, a Navy SEAL, a Green Beret, and how their Marine brother became a war soul survivor. And this sounds like Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
And I don't want to, you know, I know this is so much more than a movie, but wouldn't this be a movie that people should see?
I don't know. If before we ever did something like that, I would need to talk to the entire family and make sure entire family. The book was heavy enough, and
yeah, get the blessings.
You know, the widows, my sister, my mom. That's something a little bit different. But we'll see.
How is your mom doing?
She's a rock. It's been amazing how strong that she's been through all of this. And she knows that she's going to see her sons again, and that's what one of those things that just keeps her going. And she's been an example to all of us, our whole family, really, of how unshakable she is in her faith. So,
well, I'm guessing if you don't call her back or get right in touch with her, you get an earful.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mess with her.
Don't. If mom calls, you call her right back.
Not a good idea.
Talk to her boy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Priority.
So it must have been tough to write this book and then put it out. And what's the reaction been?
It's so far it's been really moving. How many people are in support of this? And it's it was a cathartic process, but we reached out. Tom and I, my co-author, we reached out to a lot of Green Berets and Navy SEALs that were very enthusiastic, and I've learned things about my brothers that I would have never known, and it's just. So many guys, a lot of them still serving, and some of them, like, hey, I'm in Iraq. I'll be right back in, a month or two, and I'll help you out however you need. The support has been truly humbling.
I have to tell you, forget when you watch a movie. Like, I watched Zero Dark Thirty, and I remember the scene you're discussing where, everyone, the country, but you and your family lost your brother.
Yeah.
And you're sitting home watching a movie, and you think, oh my God, but you don't realize that was, not just a movie.
It happened.
Yeah. People, families are
experienced.
This just isn't over when the credits run.
No. No.
So when you said that, I remember that scene. I'm like, oh my God, I'm talking to someone who's connected to that in the worst way.
Yeah.
So thank you for your service.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And your mom and your family. And I'm going to get me a copy of this book.
Yeah.
We're linked up at WPLR.com, 95.9, thefox.com. Bo, I know you got to go off to your next radio interview. I hear the guy clicking in to tell me to let you go right now.
You have a mission.
I'm going to do that before he or she does that. But we're linked up. Three Wise Men, a Navy SEAL, a Green Beret, and how their Marine brother became a war soul survivor. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys for your support. I really appreciate it.
Always.
Thank you.